The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, after suggesting yesterday that Ukraine started the war in their country, Donald Trump took to Truth Social and to X as well today to double down. He talked about the amount of money that the US has spent in Ukraine. He says that Vladimir Zelensky was a modestly successful comedian who talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that couldn't be won. He then described Zelensky as a dictator who better move fast or he's going to have no country left. Volodymyr Solohub is a freelance journalist in Ukraine. Volodymyr, you're welcome to the show. What has been the reaction in Ukraine to these comments?
Hi, Kieran. So obviously, both Ukraine's politicians and Ukraine's senior government officials are shocked with that very sudden twist of President Trump and his administration towards Russia and towards blaming President Zelensky and Ukraine for starting this war. As you know, a few days ago, there have been talks in Saudi Arabia between Russian and American delegation, which Ukraine did not attend. And seems like something has been agreed upon in these negotiations, in these talks that have changed the mind of President Trump. And now President Zelensky sees attacks on the country and on his personality from President Trump.
I think everybody knew that, you know, in the pursuit of peace, compromises were going to have to be made, and Donald Trump was going to force those compromises one way or the other. Most people surprised to the degree to which he's aligning himself with Vladimir Putin. What's the public reaction been, Vladimir?
Well, to be honest, Ukrainians have also been very shocked with these very stark comments that are coming out of Washington, that have been coming out of Washington today. You know, during these 3 years of war, a lot of Ukrainians have learned to, you know, take lessons out of the hardships that are coming their way. And people started joking that no one can unite Ukrainians as much as Putin. And now no one can unite Ukrainians as much as Trump. You know, obviously, there's, you know, with a grain of salt, everybody is taking these statements and these comments. It seems like, you know, these hardships and this very unfortunate turn of the rhetoric of the American administration has once again united ordinary Ukrainians.
How popular is Volodymyr Zelensky in the country? Trump continually talks about how unpopular he is. Now, maybe it's hard to kind of measure that type of thing in the context of an ongoing war, but do we know how popular he is?
Well, on the contrary, Kieran, you know, the polling and the surveys of the public opinion are being done on a regular basis.
Okay.
And just literally a few minutes ago, one of the leading polling agency, the CEO of the leading polling agency, was on Ukrainian national television, also commenting on that. And he said that the polling that they took earlier this month in February shows that President Zelensky has an approval rating of 57% across all of the regions of Ukraine. You know, as President Zelensky said, that this statement by President Trump seems to be much of a Russian disinformation coming from Russia. And also former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he also tweeted that, you know, this approval rating that President Trump mentioned is not accurate and that President Zelensky's approval rating is close. It's pretty much the same as Mr. Trump's.
Volodymyr, listen, thanks a million for that. Volodymyr Solohub is based in Ukraine. Larry Donnelly is a law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with the Journal as well. Larry, are you surprised to the degree at which Donald Trump's aligning himself with the talking points of the Kremlin?
Well, I'm surprised at the statement and the things that have been said in the past couple of days. I'd be careful in saying who exactly Donald Trump is aligning himself, or at least I'd say the reasons for his doing so. I think implicit in some of the rage, which is quite understandable about the way Trump has handled negotiations, is that still, despite everything we've heard, he still has Ukraine or Europe or the EU in his mind as he's doing this. I don't think that's true at all. he's negotiating very strongly for as quick as possible an end to the war, and he isn't frankly all that concerned about how he gets there. He's in this to keep a campaign promise he made. Remember, he said 24 hours, it's now 30 days. He wants this done and dusted as fast as possible, and he will be bolstered in that conviction by the opinion polling in the U.S., which shows that support for Ukraine and Zelensky has absolutely cratered, that it is much, much lower now than it has ever been. The problem for Trump is that that same polling shows that the American people very much loathe and distrust Vladimir Putin. And I think he's gone way past the polling and where the American people are with this action. We'll see whether this statement is just the opening salvo. People say he negotiates, et cetera. But the statement on itself is full of lies and full of half-truths and really an appalling thing to say at every level.
We obviously, and you and I have talked about this before, and you've acknowledged it here, and I often hear you mention it on Pat. We fixate on U.S. foreign policy and, you know, the price of eggs. We give the kind of the zeitgeisty example is the issue that concerns most people in the States more so than foreign policy doctrine. Having said that, what is the level of concern about a rapprochement with Vladimir Putin when you talk about kind of polling showing how unpopular he is?
I think this is the one that could do it. I think this is the one that very many Americans across the political spectrum will be very, very uneasy about. I think that Trump remains convinced that he can achieve some sort of detente with Russia, whether by sanctions or, more importantly, from his point of view, by sheer force of personality, that he can win Putin over with flattery and all those sorts of things. I think the American people are very dubious on that front. I think they'd be very happy if it were to come to pass, but I think they're very dubious. But the overarching point remains, the other thing that has to be in the calculus of Trump and the people around him is whether it comes to Gaza, whether it comes to Russia, whether it comes to any of Trump's statements about Greenland, Canada, et cetera, they don't go down with anywhere near the same vigor or get anywhere near the same coverage there or attention there as they do in the international media. And that is because at the end of the day, the American people are making their judgments based on what they see at home. And surprising as it is for all of us to take in, the polls show that Trump is doing very well, and that's broadly based on his rather radical agenda at home, but also to a lesser extent abroad in the early days of his administration.
Larry, listen, the analysis is always worthwhile, so thanks a million for it. Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with The Journal. And thank you again to Vladimir Solohub, who is a freelance journalist based in Ukraine.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.